This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, we now bring you a discussion on emerging trends and technologies in the broadcasting sector. The participants are Professor Rajat Kathuria, former member Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, and Chetan Chauhan, journalist.
In the 8th edition of Indian Mobile Congress, TRAI held a seminar on emerging technologies, new technologies in the broadcast sector. Professor Rajat Kathuria with us. Can you tell us more about these new technologies like immersive technologies, D2M, 5G broadband?
What happens with 5G broadband is that you can do data transfer incredible speeds. So whatever you could do with other technologies, you could do much faster. In addition to the capabilities of speed, what happens with immersive technologies is that, so it goes beyond virtual reality. You're able to experience reality in a different sort of way, which is as close to the real world as possible. So you feel you're inside, let's say if you're playing a game, you feel that you're inside the game. You're actually interacting and it's happening in front of you. And this is made possible because the capabilities, the speed of the chips, the capabilities of the technology have become so advanced, have progressed so rapidly that these are technologies that will completely revolutionize broadcasting as we know it. I remember, I just take you a little sort of back when we used to have Doordarshan and television, and you would wait for almost a week to watch your favorite program. Suppose you wanted to watch a movie, it would come only on a particular day, on a Sunday evening, or you wanted to watch Chitrahar, it would come on a special day of the week. And then we started getting these private channels, which broadcast movies 24/7, but yet you would be subject to watching the films that were available. You couldn't do it. And at that time, we were talking of technologies like video on demand. And I remember when I was working with TRAI, and this was in the late 90s, early 2000, video on demand was a technology that was futuristic at that time. And a lot of us wondering whether this would actually happen, whether you could actually watch your favorite channels or whether you could watch your favorite movie or you could watch your favorite program just on demand. It could be asynchronous in the sense that you would be watching it and somebody else would be watching it, but it would not be synchronized. So you could have asynchronous watching or viewing of programs and different consumers could watch it at different points in time. And we were wondering whether this technology will actually happen. And imagine, that was just a little less than 20 years ago. And today, not only is that a reality, that is the way people are watching television. That is the way people are watching broadcasting. That is the way they are engaging with entertainment, engaging with news. No longer do people sit and wait for the timing. They do it according to their own convenience. And that's the sort of revolution that this technology has brought about, including, you know, the possibilities of the speed at which you do it. So in the future, it's going to become even more. It's not only going to be on your time, your demand, what you want to do. You would also be creating, because you could be immersed in the technology and you could be creating viewership for your own self and for others.
Professor Kathuria, digital radio is also something which has been talked about a lot. So at this time, I would like to getting Alexander Zins, an expert in digital radio.
Well, there was a lot to be learned, a lot to be explored with regard to digital radio. So there is a lot going on in terms of outreach to the industry, feedback from the industry. And at the end of the day, what we have to ensure, all of us, is that digital radio and digitizing FM band in particular will succeed for all participants. That is on the radio, the public broadcaster, but also all the private broadcasters and community stations. Let's not forget the power and the local relevance of community stations.
Professor Kathuria, the digital radio is said to be the next big thing in the radio sector as a mass communication mean for better sound quality, for mass reach, reaching the places where the people don't have good television viewership, and also on mobile, you can have a very good quality of communication. So what is the future of digital radio in India?
I mean,
and what about the recommendations that TRAI is coming out for digital radio?
I think the sort of demand for digital radio, I mean, it's just a different platform which is going to give you a better quality of service. The demand is huge. The demand for radio is huge. Remember when we were, go back to history, just a few years ago, when we were auctioning the licenses of FM, And people felt that, look, I mean, with television and with broadcasting, visual broadcasting doing so well, what will the future of radio be? We were not in the time when people used to listen to radio, listen to songs on radio, and listen to, let's say, popular programs on radio, and also listen to cricket commentary on radio or hockey commentary on radio, etc. People thought that these are things which will no longer happen because everything was available on television. You could watch matches live, you could watch cricket, you could watch movies, you could watch songs. And people thought that FM would not succeed and therefore the licenses would go begging. And history has proved us completely wrong. Not only have FM licenses been sold, but FM is doing quite well. And the reason is because people now listen to radio while traveling. People listen to radio while they are on the move. You can imagine now with digital radio and the quality improving, you can have broadcast, you know, radio broadcasts one to many on your mobile phone. So not only will it become a source of entertainment, knowledge, news, etc., it will also become a source of getting information. When you have digital radio, it becomes a source of information for things, as the gentleman was saying, for community broadcasting. It becomes a source of information of things that are happening in the local area. Like natural disasters have increased so much. So because of climate change. So people can get information about heavy rain in that area. If there's going to be a likelihood of flooding, likelihood of if you have to go back indoors, go back home. So the community radio, digital radio, can provide this information in advance or provide this information from one to many at a very rapid pace so that people can take corrective action. So digital radio, I think, will be successful. Of course, TRAI will need to make the recommendations on the needs on the airwaves that need to be given to the private sector and public sector and the manner in which these airwaves which will be given for digital radio. So all those recommendations will be made by TRAI. Necessarily, of course, also who is going to be the licensees, what are the conditions for the licensees, all that TRAI is well versed to do that because it's been doing that for the telecom sector for such a long time and also for the broadcasting sector. But I think there is a future of digital radio and the fact that there is a huge population in India that is underserved, which is now beginning to be served because internet penetration is going up and smartphone penetration is going up. So you don't need a radio anymore. Your smartphone would be fine, would work just fine for digital radio. So I think the future for digital radio is very promising. I only recommend that TRAI will have recommendations which make it easy for players to enter the market.
We have with us Mr. Christian Simon, an expert in edit technologies.
Christian Simon from Fraunhofer IAS in Germany, Europe's largest R&D institute, and we are here to give you an insight in the future of audio technology with our codecs MPEG-H Audio and XHE AAC. And as I just presented here nearby, MPEG-H Audio is a next generation audio codec which can deliver immersive and personalized experiences even with low bit rates and is superior to all other audio codecs which are on the market. And I'm very happy that I can present this here in India to all the experts and professionals.
Yes, Professor Kuya, about direct to mobile broadcasting in the last few years, it has come out in a very, very big way. So what is the future of direct-to-mobile broadcasting? How do you see that even Doordarshan and All India Radio can make it in a big way?
You know, there's a huge amount of convenience with direct-to-mobile. In this sort of traditional broadcasting, you are sort of confronted with a fixed location, whether it's at your home, whether it's at a public place, whether it's at an airport or wherever. So there's a fixed location. But with direct-to-mobile broadcasting, that obviates the need for a fixed location. So you are on the move. Remember, TRAI has already come out with a recommendation of providing services in aircraft. You imagine you're on the move and yet you're in the aircraft where traditionally there was no voice connectivity, there was no digital connectivity. And now in aircraft also you get digital connectivity. So you're really connected all the time, 24/7, whether you're in the air, whether you're on the ground or on terra firma. And so I think direct to mobile broadcasting means that you will have all the benefits that you get with better technologies while you're on the move. So you can pretty much switch on and watch anytime. So you're sort of, you're connected. Even today, you're connected all the time. But now you'll be connected to broadcast all the time. So direct to mobile is just an extension, I think, of the kind of technologies that are becoming to be available to us, to people, to remain connected with all kinds of information, data, visual, bits and bytes, all the time. So I think yes, this has a future.
The Minister for State for Broadcasting, Mr. L. Murugan, also spoke about FM radio expansion to new 234 cities, which the cabinet have really recently approved. And also he spoke about the boost to the local content. And he also spoke about the transformation potential of augmented and virtual reality and the gaming potential. So what the minister said, you know, the broadcast sector is really seeing a transformation, and the government is coming up with policies to help the private sector to cope with the changes that's happening in the broadcast sector. So how do you think that the broadcast sector will change in the next 2 years or in the next 8 to 10 years?
So I feel, you know, it'll be driven by private investment. There is no doubt in my mind that whether the public sector keeps pace or not, we cannot say. But, you know, public sector will be there because public sector has a role to play in broadcasting, in messaging, in communication, etc. But the technological changes will pretty much be driven by the private sector, which government with All India Radio, Doordarshan, etc. will play catch up to. That's my view. But in the private sector, there will be sort of a lot of competition, because as India grows and develops, there will be some amount of development and aspirations that will go down to the level of other cities, the tier 2, the tier 3, the tier 4 cities. And as the minister, as you were saying, what the minister said about creating local content through, let's say, digital radio, through broadcasting, that will become very important. And we know that the consumption of local content will be important. They don't want to consume, don't necessarily demand things that are happening globally or happening in Delhi or happening in the big metros. They also want to consume things that are happening within their local communities. And if you have local content creation through good quality, high quality FM sort of radio, then there will be a demand for that. And as incomes grow, because as we know, incomes in tier 3, tier 4 cities is growing also, and the new businesses are coming to locate there, local issues become important, and therefore local content will also drive the demand for consumption of broadcasting services, both digital as well as analog. But hopefully analog will be subsumed by, or will be driven out by, the digital content. So I see a lot of demand, not only in English, which is, you know, consumed at the level that we are speaking about, but a lot of demand for content that is created in local languages, that is generated in local languages as well. So there is a big future for FM radio.
It is such an important issue. We can speak a lot about it. But when you speak about local content, we have seen on YouTube what sort of, all sort of local content gets a huge amount of consumption is there. And I think that in coming years, on all the digital platforms, all the broadcast platforms, there will be a lot of future for the local content. With that, I would like to thank you, Professor Khaturia, for joining us. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on emerging trends and technologies in the broadcasting sector. The participants were Professor Rajat Khaturia, former member, Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, and Chetan Johan, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.